More than 200 of Skid Row's homeless and their supporters stopped traffic just outside City Hall today. They were protesting the two-year-old Safer Cities initiative that added more than 50 police officers to their community, an area of less than 1 square mile. A joint study between USC and UCLA found that the initiative resulted in more than 5,000 felony arrests from August 2006 to June 2007. Resident Deborah Burden says when it comes to Skid Row, the city needs new priorities.
Instead of using those resources to bring in more police, we're asking the mayor to bring in more affordable housing.
Without a place to live, it's almost impossible to get a job. Just ask Herman Redfern. He became homeless after losing his job as a forklift operator 6 weeks ago. As soon as prospective employers find out Redfern lives on the streets, he says they lose interest.
And they ask you, where do you live at? And you say, I'm homeless. That's a strike against you. That's a strike out.
The Safer Cities initiative was supposed to increase resources for the homeless, but Redfern says he can't get help from anyone.
You ask to get into these programs, there's no room. Or we don't have a bed right now. Or we can't accommodate you right now. That you don't have this, you don't have that. There's always something.
Attorney Barbara Schultz of the Legal Aid Foundation of Skid Row says creating affordable housing for everyone is the best solution. And she says the first step would be ending the Safer Cities initiative.
It's not a law. Nothing has to be repealed. The city powers that be simply have to decide that it's a bad policy and they should change it.
With more housing, Skid Row residents like Redfern may have better luck finding a job.
I'll be to work every day when I'm supposed to be, work my hours, do what I gotta do, draw my paycheck, and try and find me somewhere to live.
The protest ended in a grassy park behind City Hall with chants of power to the people. No city officials were there to meet them. Jonathan Horn, Annenberg Radio News.